Welcome everyone to this new episode. As you can see, well, as you can hear, I'm speaking in English. Today, Leo is not here with us, but we have other guests. So ladies and gentlemen, enjoy.
One of our important guests today is Ludovico il Moro. He was a mecenate, a patron during the Renaissance, and the son of Francesco Sforza. Welcome, Ludovico!
Then, here with us, there's also him. Some people paint, some people sculpt, but there's one guy who did the both at the highest level. Michelangelo Buonarroti, welcome.
Leo loved art, but he also loved numbers, and this man helped him understand both. Welcome to Luca Pacioli.
Imagine someone who looked at architecture and thought, I can do better, and honestly, he kind of could. Let's welcome Bravante.
Last but not least, Warwick, who is a very important and famous person. Who knows Leonardo like the back of his hand? Welcome to Giorgio Vasari.
Let's start with you, Ludovico. What can you tell us about Leonardo that we don't know?
He was a pain in the butt and he drove me nuts.
What do you mean by that?
What do I mean? I mean that Leonardo da Vinci was enough to drive any man up the wall. One day it was all talk and no action. The next it promised the moon and then vanished into thin air. I was with his head in the clouds. Al was kicking the can down the road. An absolute thorn in my side.
Is it true that Leonardo left his work unfinished?
Oh, more often than not. It promised big results, then leave things up in the air or only half done. It was like he always had one foot out of the door, chasing the next idea, but he wasn't the only one.
Oh, please, don't look at me like that. Mine was a technique. It's called non finito. Don't compare me to him. He couldn't finish a sketch if his life depended on it.
No, he had so much work to do. He didn't always have time, because his mind was exploring the divine, the proportions of the universe. Otherwise, he would have finished it. He was a genius of a great new cloud.
Michelangelo, what was your relationship with Leonardo?
Relationship? I don't even talk to someone like that. He walked around in pink tunics with his hair all colored, smelling of lavender. I have marble dust in my lungs. He has perfume in his. We are not the same.
This is awkward.
Bramante, how did you meet Leonardo?
We worked together.
What did you and Leonardo work on?
Something.
What exactly did you do?
We worked on architecture together. The Duomo in Pavia, the Santa Maria delle Grazie. We talked about spaces. He talked a lot. I did.
Oh, don't mind him. See, I am the one who put all these stories on paper. Leonardo was divine, truly angelic, even if he was a bit, let's say, distracted by everything. I remember writing that his son was so great that he could win away, and Michelangelo is just crampy because Leonardo was more popular at parties.
I wasn't grumpy. I was busy working on the Sistine Chapel, while he was busy failing to build a giant bronze horse.
He didn't fail. The friend destroyed the mold. My friend Leonardo was a master of geometry.
Oh, he was a master of making me lost my ducats. That's for sure. I'm still waiting for the horse.
Okay. Things are getting a bit heated in the Renaissance studio. That's all for now, but don't think this is the last one. There is another episode to listen to, and that one will be epic. Aspetta, ma è veramente lui?
Leo, is that you? Why are you carrying a Starbucks cup and wearing a VR headset?
Thank you.